Menards' 11% rebate is here. From lighting to lumber, from doors to floors, the bigger the project, the bigger the rebate. From painting projects to that new kitchen makeover and designing that outdoor space of your dreams, save big on any project you're tackling. Hurry into Menards for an 11% rebate on everything. Mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check, not a point-of-sale discount. Redeemable on future in-store purchases only. Not on future purchases on Menards.com. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Listen up, basketball fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on player points, rebounds, triple doubles.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Greetings, EastEnders fans. Welcome to this week's Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast, where this week we'll be discussing the episodes that aired between the 9th to the 12th of February 2026. How are you all? Joining me today is Rob. Hello, Rob. How are you?
I mustn't grumble, Ray. How are you this week?
Yeah, I'm all right. Do you know what? I'm still not used to saying 2026.
Every time you say it, I'm like, what's she on about? And then I realise that the year has changed. Yeah. How long does it take for us to sort of get you? How many times have you written the year this year so far? I've only done it once.
Oh, no, I've written it a few times. I still have to like stop and go 26. I'm still at that point where you still having to remind yourself.
I should get used to it around October time. It's fine.
I was just going to say, just as we're about to enter Christmas, I think you're like, oh, yeah, 2026.
No, it's 2026, isn't it? Yeah, great. Pancake Day soon.
Oh, yeah, it's February, isn't it? Is it next
Pancake
week?
Day. I think it's next week, yeah. Sorry, Tuesday. Yeah, exactly. I tend to be a golden syrup boy. I love a bit of golden syrup on a pancake.
Yeah, do you know what? Fair, actually. Ooh, now you've made me think, because I'm normally a lemon and sugar gal.
Vanilla, I would say to that, you know what I mean?
Well, I like vanilla ice cream, so maybe.
Fair.
Do you know what? Sometimes simple's all right, Rob.
That's why we get on.
I love...
Yeah.
Your end.
Thank you.
Lemon and sugar, but then you just said golden syrup, and now I'm thinking... Actually, when we last met up, do you remember? We got breakfast included at the hotel and I just kept going back for the pancakes with the bacon and syrup.
Yes, and maple syrup. You were obsessed with that, weren't you?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm thinking like it was Shrove Tuesday.
Like it was Lent the next day.
Absolutely. So I think what might happen is I'll have loads of pancakes on pancake day and then just not eat pancakes for 40 days or indeed the rest of the year until the next pancake day. It's anytime I ever eat them.
And that's your... I make them for my daughter all the time, though. Banana pancakes she loves, but no.
Your daughter is a princess, that's why.
Yes, quite literally. I was showing you a picture earlier, weren't I?
Well, tell the viewers and listeners about why she had a meltdown today. I'm very amused.
Why are you making me relive all this? She has to pick her outfit out the night before, otherwise we have a
sensible
meltdown.
Sensible.
So we always pick an outfit out, and then she put it on, and the dress wasn't twirly enough. Cue 15-minute meltdown.
Yep. I understand that completely.
So she's left the house today wearing a princess crown and a wand. So that's how my morning's gone so far.
So she's currently going around the house zapping things, is she? Like the princess bear as she is.
She's off outfit day with her grandparents wearing it still. I said, you know what? You pick your battles, don't you? Right, who's it arming? She's three.
She's got a
wand. She wants to wear it. Sure.
In her mind, it's a deadly weapon. In reality, it's just a bit of plastic and it's going to be fine.
She's also got a princess dress on. A princess dress, sorry. A rainbow dress on with literal rainbows on them. It's the most colourful thing you've seen. And a rainbow cardigan, like pastel coloured. Yeah, she's gone all out. She picks everything that she wears.
So she's a rainbow fairy princess with a wand.
She's not got the wings on, though. Let's not mention that, or that'll be the next one.
That'll be another 15 minutes. There we are, then. Marvellous. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Albert Square After Dark.
Hello.
Hello. This week's EastEnders, a mixed week, I would say. There's been a lot going on. quite a lot
Yes,
going on. We have returned
a lot.
to the era. I can't help but feel that the 2000s were very much Ben Wade's era, and he's just enjoying
100%.
pulling his old toys out of a toy box and going, yeah, this is what they do now. And
Yeah.
that's what we've got this week, I think. The whole Jake Chrissy stuff, referring to Danny and all of this kind
Danny,
of thing.
yeah, we were
Yeah.
messaging about that. Like, that
Yeah.
was a bit random. Or is it going to be relevant?
I don't know. I feel like this
I don't
might.
think it is,
I didn't get the
actually.
sense that I feel like Jake and Chrissy are gone now, but maybe they're not. Maybe they're back next week, but I certainly didn't get that sense.
We didn't. I feel like we need to see them exit there, surely. Like, we just had Chrissy obviously say the thing to Kat. Surely then we're just not going to see him again after that. Surely not.
Is Alfie going to
You
return from
reckon?
Australia and Jake's just going to be long gone? He's
Yeah, I
never going
do
to find
think
out the
that'll
truth about
happen.
Danny. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
I do think Spencer's going to come back, and I'm wondering if that's why they've mentioned Danny for some reason. I don't
Maybe.
know.
I would not mind a Spencer recast. I have to say, I'd be
I
happy to
wouldn't
see
either.
Spencer.
Same, I'd be here for
Long as they
it.
keep his character exactly the same as it was before, I'd be
Yes.
quite happy with that.
Yeah, I agreed. I won't mind it either.
I'll have to wait and see. But lots of other stuff kicking off this week. Nuggets, not well. We'll talk about Nuggets in a
Yeah,
moment,
same.
mixed in with all the Ravi stuff. Turns out that Louis is a big old bully. Bully Beal.
Who'd have thought Bully Beal's got a ring
Bully
to it,
Beal.
hasn't it?
Yes.
Unfortunately.
And B continues being just a random loon.
Do you know what?
I'm
I
obsessed.
absolutely love her.
Yeah,
I
I can't
absolutely love
help it.
her.
I can't help
Sorry to
it.
the haters.
I don't,
I love
yeah.
her.
I'm
I love
seeing more
her.
love for B online than I am hate, I have to say.
And I've seen more hate than love, but there we go.
Maybe we just go to different areas of the internet, Ree.
I was going to say, I think it depends what platforms you're on.
You're on the
I'll
dark
give you
web.
your
I'm on the light
opinion.
web,
On
maybe.
the dark web,
You're on the
yeah,
dark web,
evidently. Yeah, I
evidently.
think so.
So let's crack on with this week's Albert Square After Dark. Right, let's kick off this week. We're talking about Nugget and Ravi and Priya and a bit of Mark as well. So last week we got the sense that something was a little bit off with Nugget. He had that thing where he was sort of staring into the distance. And this is the reason why. Epilepsy, it would transpire. Not helped by the fact, I would argue, that he was having driving lessons. That's stressful on
Yes.
its own.
With all of the family in the car as
Yeah,
well. Like, that
worst
would just
combination.
be. Can you
Yeah.
imagine?
I'd
Can you
fake a
imagine
fit to get out of
Ivani? Can
that.
you
Yeah.
imagine Ivani being sat in back
Yeah.
while you're trying to learn to
Not
drive? Being
helpful.
like,
Not
do you even
helpful.
drive, bro? Do you
Yeah.
even drive,
Yeah.
bro? Where's your gear stick? Like,
Yeah.
it'd
Wouldn't
be
be
so
helpful.
off-putting, wouldn't it? And
No. And
Priya, yeah, it's just too
it's
much.
just too stressful. You cannot learn,
Yeah.
especially in London. Can you imagine? Like the roads in London, trying to learn how to
Yeah.
navigate around them when you've got the entire of the Galati family in the back seat, like kicking off at
That's
each
so
other.
true.
That's not good. Yeah, no. It's a good
Can you
job for them,
imagine trying to
Nugget.
learn how to drive in London full stop? That'd
No.
be.
No. I
No,
would
I can't,
no.
to be fair.
That's why
I
the
know
tube
how to
exists.
drive, and I don't think I'd want to drive in
No.
London.
Anyone who
Yeah.
drives in London is a psychopath, no offense. Like, why would you?
Yeah.
Those roads are
Yeah, get on
mental.
tube.
Yeah, that's what it's there for. So yeah, he keeps zoning out, doesn't he? Like he keeps having these
Yeah.
moments where like he's just not on this planet and he's getting headaches and sort of like getting irritable and all that kind of thing. And eventually what happens is that he's sat behind the wheel. Fortunately, they're not driving at this point, which is where I thought it was going at one point. I was like,
Yeah, I
this
did. I thought he was going to get
yeah.
angry and try to drive off or
Yeah, and
something.
then he's gonna have a
Yeah.
fit behind the wheel or something. I don't know, that might still happen at some point in the future. Like he technically does know how to
Possibly.
drive now. He has a car and he has epilepsy. Maybe
True.
when he finds out about Ravi,
That's a very good point.
that might
That is a
happen.
very good. Oh, when do you think that's going to be? It's dragging. Oh, actually, I
And
say dragging. It's
I
not
don't think it is.
dragging. It
I
don't
don't think
feel
it is
like it's
dragging.
dragging. No.
No.
It's taking a while for it to come out there, which
I'm at
I'm
the
not
minute. No,
against.
at the minute I'm sort of at the minute I'm sort of like I'm all right with the speed it's going at the minute because it's kind of
Yes.
mostly it's kind of about Ravi and how he's dealing with the guilt of what he's effectively done to his son.
Yes, very
Because it
true.
transpired, Nugget has this big old fit, basically. Very well acted, I thought, by Jehane. I thought that was an excellent fit. Freaked me out. How did
It
he do that
freaked
thing
me
with his
out.
eyes?
Honestly, it really freaked me out. I thought it would done so well. Even just the shaking of his body as well. Like, that must take some research doing that kind of thing.
Well, apparently, I was looking on the according to the socials, they haven't done a huge thing about it, like on the program, I don't think, but
Yeah.
they've been working with like epilepsy, like people and all that kind of thing.
Good.
Like
Yeah.
there's been conversations had to try and make it all as realistic as possible, and that came across because I would say fitting acting isn't easy.
No, that you wouldn't. I wouldn't know where to start. You
Like you've
just.
seen, so like it's not just a case of you sort of lie on the floor and just sort of convulse your
No.
body a bit. Like there's actual like things that are happening during a fit. It's not just your typical lie on the
Yeah.
floor and shake a bit. Like there's more
Yeah,
going
of
on. I think that
course.
eye thing. I don't know how you did the eye thing.
No, I don't. Incredible, to be
Yeah,
fair.
really,
Yeah,
really good.
it were worrying to watch, wasn't
Yeah,
it? Like, I was
it was quite
genuinely
shocking.
worried.
Yeah. So he gets taken to hospital, which seems to be Nugget's second home these days. Bless him. Like he's spending a lot of time in hospital.
Do you know what I did appreciate actually that Linda was a bypasser and
Yes,
mentioned about Nancy. I thought
yes,
that were and obviously Priya turns around and goes, oh, since when have you been a doctor? Like, which you probably would in that
yes. Yeah, I
situation.
think you. What are you getting involved for?
Yeah, like, what do you know? So I wonder if that might be a thing, if maybe Linda might start having conversations with,
Maybe.
or do you think it was just a mention?
Yeah, I mean, maybe that might happen, but I think I was just quite happy with them just at least referencing the fact that Linda would know what to do in that
Acknowledging it,
situation. Yeah.
yeah.
And it makes somebody who, and it makes us aware, I think, that somebody on the square knows about fitting and Nugget has
Yeah.
started fitting. So I feel like
True.
there's potential for them to sort of go
Yeah.
together. And Linda does seem to be in this mode at the moment where she can just step into anybody's story,
She's
doesn't she?
helping everybody around the
Yeah.
square, I feel.
Mother
I
of the
feel like
square.
her and, well, this is what I mean. I feel like her and Priya could maybe, they don't need to be best mates, but maybe have a little conversation at some point about it and offer some wisdom mother to mother or
Yeah,
something. I don't
that'd be
know.
nice. That'd be nice. But yeah, Nugget's back in hospital again, and he discovers that he's got epilepsy that was brought on by his injuries for the attack. So effectively, Ravi has caused his son to have epilepsy.
Well, yeah, essentially. Do you know what? Did you notice how Priya at first were trying to convince Ravi, like, oh, it'll be something to do with his kidneys and toxins going to his brain? And it's like, why? Why are
Why
you
would your
trying to?
kidneys have anything to do with that?
But
Yeah.
Priya knows that. Why was she trying to say that? Why was she? I don't know. I'm finding it a bit difficult how much Priya's trying to comfort Ravi about it all and how understanding she is, considering you can see the effect it's had on Nugget.
Yeah, I mean the thing I can see from that is that she's also seeing the effect that it's having on Ravi as well, and she knows how Ravi
True.
can spiral. So maybe she's trying to sort of balance this thing
Yeah.
of bollocking him whilst also trying to sort of keep him on the straight and narrow as
True,
well.
'cause she, yeah, it's not like she's not bollocked him along the way, to be
No, she
fair, so you
has,
might
and she
have a
did that
point.
plenty this week
Yeah.
as well, didn't she, to
Yeah.
be fair.
And maybe she thought, you know what, let's deal with one thing at a time. Ravi, you
Yeah.
spiraling is not for now. Let's
Yeah.
focus on
We'll
Nugget.
spiral.
All
Yeah,
right.
once our son's out of hospital again, maybe we'll concentrate on you
Yeah.
spiraling.
Yeah.
But Ravi's not interested in waiting. He spirals away, goes to Harry's barn. Again, I wouldn't be going there in a month of Sundays after what happened after what
I
happened to
thought
him. Even
that as
Nicola
well.
was
Like,
like,
Ravi,
even
what are you
Nicola was like,
doing?
"What are you doing here?"
Like, Nicola, pour your drinks. Are you
Yeah,
for
do you want a
real?
drink? Yeah,
Anyway.
fine. And he gets into a fight with some really charming blokes at the bar. Really nice blokes they were,
Yeah,
weren't they?
aren't
Yeah,
they?
yeah.
All over
Start
Chelsea and
all
then
over
racist to
Chelsea.
Ravi.
Yeah,
Yeah,
like
nice
basically
one.
implying that, why are brown people drinking? You don't drink, do you?
Yeah,
None of you lot
innit?
drink. I
Oh
beg to
my God.
differ, ladies and gentlemen.
Please, please. What are you trying to say, Rob?
What am I trying to say? Yeah, I've got
Oh,
many
don't
beers.
open that blooming hole again.
It's not even a can, is it? A can of worms. It's more
No,
like an
can of worms, there we
entire.
go.
Yes,
Yeah.
it's not even a can. It's more like an entire barrel.
Innit?
Yes. So he gets into a fight. Mark jumps in at this point
Yes.
because Ravi and Mark have r discovered together that they are actually part of the same, effectively, part of the same team
Gang,
because they're both
gang.
working for the same gang.
Gang,
There was a
gang,
gang, gang, gang. There was a term this week used, which I thought was hilarious. If it's a real thing, someone needs promoting because Mark has been hired as a plumber to find the leak. Quite like that.
I noticed that. I
I quite like
loved
that.
that.
I
Yeah,
don't know
I
if that's a
liked
real
that as
thing,
well.
a real term that people
Yes.
in that industry use, but I quite liked it.
Yeah, I noticed that as well and wondered if it were a genuine term
Yeah.
that they use in those parts of the world. What would you call that? The
Yeah, the
criminal
underworld.
world. Yeah, the
Yes.
underworld. There we go.
And so, yeah, so they're basically doing a drop-off together. Ravi's kind of fully aware, right, well, great, because now somebody I'm working with is somebody I need to grass up. And Mark kind of suspicious of Ravi, I think.
He
But
was at
then,
first, weren't you?
yeah.
Because he saw him talking to Jack. I think Mark was 100% suspicious, and then just because obviously there's three men who were being horrendous in Harry's barn, then they start on Mark, don't they? And Ravi comes and saves the day. And I think at that point, that's when Mark goes, "Oh, it can't be him. He's loyal because he didn't need to get involved. He could have watched me get beat up."
Well, he
And you
talks to
know,
Phil as well, doesn't he? And Phil's like, yeah, he's scum, but he's not a grass. It's fine. Like he, yeah, which wrong. And so this fight kicks off. At first, it's outside, and Ravi and Mark are both doing it together, and they seem to win. And these blokes run off. And then later, Ravi sees them again and seems to sort of like open himself up to go on then, boys, do your worst, which effectively is another way of self-harming himself, isn't it?
Exactly. Because he could have easily run off. He deliberately wanted him to
Yeah,
hurt him.
he wanted the pain of it all.
It annoyed me that. Do you know why that annoyed me though,
Why
on
did that annoy
principle a
you?
little bit? Because obviously the fact that he shouldn't be letting himself get hurt. But
But
the fact that
yeah.
he's letting racist, yeah, but he was letting
Oh,
racists do it—that's what annoyed me. And I'm sure I'm looking
well,
into that way too much
probably.
because, you know,
Because at the end of the day, who else was he going to get to beat him up at that moment? Is that anybody else?
I
Not
know, but I'm
you,
just
not
like, yeah,
you.
but then he's
You're beating
making
me up
them
for the
feel
wrong
like they've,
reasons.
yeah, but that's it though. He's making them feel like they've won anyway. I know that wasn't the point of it, but I was like, oh, can't you like get someone who's not
Get someone
racist to
else.
beat you up or something? Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. But yeah, he gets himself all beaten up and then goes to the hospital because all of this time, Nugget and the rest of the family are sort of in the hospital waiting for news and like, where's Ravi gone? So he comes to the hospital, beaten up, hair askew. We know
Oh,
Ravi's
that
not in a good.
hair.
Well, we know that Ravi's not in a good place when his hair's in that state. And everyone's sort of like, what's happened to you? Have you been fighting? And he's like, yeah, I found the guy that did this to Nugget. He won't be giving us any more hassle. And everyone's sort of like, oh, well, that's good then. And don't really
Oh,
ask any
that's
questions
sorted
about who
then.
it is, why they did it in the first place, how Ravi found out who it was, nothing like that. They were just sort of like settled with the idea that Ravi had found him.
I were expecting Nugget to ask a few more questions, but then again, I guess maybe he's just thinking, all right, well, it's dealt with. I don't need to ask any further because I'm in hospital now. But I was surprised that nobody asked any more questions and were just okay with Ravi's dealt with it. That's all we need to know. Look at him. He's clearly dealt with it. All right. Do you know what? To be fair, actually, those three guys weren't that good, were they? They had all those weapons. He came away without
No, it
really
didn't seem
many
that bad.
injuries, a couple of scratches and
Arguably,
bruises.
let's see the other guys. Maybe they did come off worse in the end, I would argue.
Maybe, yeah, maybe, to be
Because
fair.
in all, as in all moments when this sort of thing occurs, there's one gobby one and then two silent
Yeah,
people behind him.
very
I bet
true.
the silent ones are dead, probably, and the gobby one's had his legs broken, I would say, maybe.
Do you know what? I hope so.
There you go.
Okay, I
There
hope
you go.
so.
There you
There
go.
we
They
are.
got a few punches in just to kind of give Ravi the fix that he
All
needed,
right. I'm
and then
all
he
right
dealt
with it
with
all
them.
now.
Yeah,
Yeah,
there you
that's
go.
fine
There
then.
you go.
Okay.
Fan fiction's great, isn't it? Yeah, and then Priya is sort of drags him aside and is sort of like, what are you talking about? Why have you told Nugget that? Like, what is going on with you? And Ravi eventually kind of confesses to her that he is an informant, he's a grass. Something, I don't know why, but I thought Priya already knew this.
No, she's not known for ages. This has been the thing, hasn't it? He's been sneaking off.
Yeah.
She thought, I think she still thought that he were doing dodgy stuff because he'd
Yeah.
said to her, I can't just get out of it that easily or they'll hurt everyone.
Yeah.
But he'd not told her that he were a grass. Now he's just told her, oh, actually, I'm a grass. What did you think to her reaction when she started packing and saying, you've endangered the entire family? And
Well, she's not wrong, is she?
no, and do you know what? When she was saying it, I was like, actually, has he actually done the total wrong thing? And he should have just actually been sent down for his crimes if he wanted to protect his family, really.
I mean, probably, to be fair, but
Do you know what I mean?
he's trying to get the best of both worlds, isn't he? He's trying to stay out of prison and apparently also keep his family safe, but him being out
Ironically.
of prison, yeah, is like his family are anything but safe at the moment. Let's be real here. He's got a Mr. Big apparently after everybody who just sends photos of family members out left, right, and center to get people to do what he wants.
Who is this?
Are
Do you
we
think
gonna,
she is
yeah,
somebody we kind of
is
know or
this gonna be a
something?
thing, or
I
because
don't
it just
know.
feels. I feel like it could work either way. Like we would just never meet this person, and he
Yeah, I
might just kind
agree.
of be some unseen character in the background that, like, occasionally will just give a randomer of Walford a hard time. And but then we just never meet this person, or they could be slowly introducing some Jack Dalton type figure.
Or just somebody that we know as well, like, I don't
Yeah,
know, Ronnie
I've
or
been.
Roxy or someone might be married to
Keep
her
trying,
or
Ray. Keep talking it into existence. Yes, I don't know, but I wouldn't mind sort of seeing who this is because
No, I
presumably whoever
wouldn't.
they are is somebody who knows what they're doing, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Is it, yeah, and also, how's Mark? We still don't really know how Mark's involved in it all.
No,
How long has he been back in UK and
I do
everything?
get the feeling that we're just supposed to sort of roll over and just be like,
Oh,
so
we're not.
Mark's involved in all of this, I feel like. I don't know,
Oh,
because
right, okay.
he's been back long enough now for us to have had time to get some form of explanation for it all. Like maybe even the scene between him and Ravi, they could have spoken
Yeah.
about what exactly happened to get Mark into this
True.
situation,
Yeah, and
but
they've
they
just
just
not
didn't.
mentioned it, have
They might
they?
still do that because I feel like Mark and Ravi and Priya as well are now
Yes.
becoming a bit of a trio. So maybe we might find out something. Maybe Priya might get some information out of him that's still
Yeah,
to come.
what was that with Priya and trying to, do you think she's just
So,
trying to keep her friends close, enemies closer
yeah,
type
that's
thing?
effectively what it is. I mean, I
Right.
got this sense that she was going to sort of get the flirt on with him a little bit because.
I wondered that, but then would she do that with Ravi?
Yeah, she's not
I
going to
don't
cheat on Ravi to
understand.
get to keep.
No.
Is she going to do that?
Nah, she wouldn't. I don't feel like Priya would do that.
But bear in mind, this is the same woman who was prepared to sleep with Ian Beale in order to keep the money coming in and to keep secrets safe.
Yeah, but she was single. That's a bit different,
She
though,
was
when you're
single there. She
single,
was on a
surely.
break. It was fine.
Yes. Yeah, but you know what I mean. I don't put her down as a cheater. She's loyal,
But
if anything. She's loyal,
she
Priya.
is
Come
loyal,
on.
but then also, is this because I feel like Ravi and Priya are on rocky ground at the moment.
No, but I don't feel like they are. They were. And then once she got her head round it, she was like, you can't be dealing with all this on your own. Just tell me everything. It's okay. I'm going to help you through it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like this is the little bit where I'm struggling to believe it, that Priya is so understanding towards everything
Well,
with
this is what I
Ravi.
mean. Is she not as understanding as we think she is? I feel like one more thing would push her because she's
But
already
I feel
said
like
to
she's had
Ravi.
two more things this week and she's still like
Yeah, I don't
helping
know.
him.
She is helping him. I don't know. It's at the end of the day, I think it's going to be whatever she works out will keep the kids safest.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
And if walking
Yeah.
away from Ravi is going to do that, then that's what she's going to do, I would
Yeah,
say.
true.
Which would
Yeah, because I
give
still,
Mark
yeah.
a way, which would give Mark a way in if that's where the story's going.
I could see her trying it with Mark, but not if she's with Ravi
Yeah.
at all.
We shall see. But yeah, at the moment, Mark has kind of had his suspicions allayed about Ravi, but I feel like it's not going to take much to get them started again. Whatever Priya is planning, I don't think is going to work. Ravi
No.
continues to spiral, and Nugget still needs to find out what his dad actually did to him. How is that going to happen, do we think? Because I feel like that's going to be sort of the catalyst of everything going crazy.
Well, we mentioned it last week. Who knows? You got Ravi, Priya,
Nicola,
Harry,
Harry,
Nicola,
and
George.
George.
I
Yeah,
don't
I think
think it'll be
George.
George.
No, George won't be involved in that, I wouldn't have thought.
Maybe
So,
Nicola. I wouldn't be surprised if it were Nicola
or Harry, one
somehow.
of the. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
Because how else,
Or
unless you just overhear something.
Avani will overhear
Yeah.
Ravi and Priya and
Yeah.
she'll figure it out, maybe.
Yeah.
I could see
Maybe.
that happening.
Or she'll get something out of Barney, maybe.
Yeah, but Barney, they've squashed that, haven't they, last week? Said, oh no, Barney just misheard something. But yeah, maybe Barney as well. And then I think that Nugget and Avani will just go and live with Sukie and Eve, maybe. If they're
Yeah.
able to, though, because obviously they're doing the whole adoption thing. I don't know.
Yeah, somehow in the background. That's
Yeah.
going on still. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess we'll see. But yeah, I really liked all the sort of stuff with Nugget this week. I'm really
Yeah,
intrigued to sort of
same.
see how that all plays out.
Like you say, bless Nugget in and out of that hospital,
He
isn't
basically
he?
lives there, doesn't he? Bless him.
Yeah, no
Back and
luck at
down.
all. Do
I
you think
know.
he can drive, by the way? I'm going to ask this because I'm not entirely sure what the rules are with
He certainly
epilepsy and
can't at the
stuff.
minute. I feel like they've got to sort of work out what medication he needs.
Yes, they did say they're going to have to do some trial
Yeah.
medication and dosages. So do you
Yeah.
think once he's on the correct dosages? Actually, do you
Possibly.
know what? My sister-in-law's mum's epileptic, and I think it depends on when they've last had a seizure or something. So if
Okay.
they know, if they're quite confident that the medication's working, I think
Then
they're
they'll let you
able to.
drive. Yeah.
Don't quote me on this. I do
No,
apologise if I've
do
got
not take
this
medical
really
advice
wrong.
from this
No,
podcast.
but that is anecdotally what I remember my sister-in-law
Right.
saying about it. So
Okay.
yeah, I think Maybe. But again, that's going to have an effect on Nugget if he,
It
because
is.
you would think for a while he's not going to be able to drive and he's just started having driving lessons. It's quite a big thing, isn't it?
It is, and this is now a character that has epilepsy, so this now needs to be a this is a thing from here on in,
Yeah,
presumably. Like, it's
definitely.
not something that you cure, I don't think. It's
No.
something you can control, but you can't cure it. So this is a thing with Nugget now going forward. So he's got epilepsy, and he's also got kidney dialysis issues as well. So yeah, bless
Yes.
him. Bless him.
Bless
And
him.
he's only been on the square a couple of years.
Yeah.
So let's talk about B. Sacked from the minute marks, unsurprisingly, I would say. There was
Yeah.
no other outcome was going to happen from that. Like, I'm surprised she lasted that long, to be honest with you.
She's an absolute chancer, isn't she?
She
As
really
if she
is.
were like, oh, and I'll see you at 9 a.m. tomorrow. Like, what
I mean, you
are
can't fault the
you
girl's optimism,
on
can you?
about?
No.
No. I do think that she is very, I think she's a master manipulator.
Oh, God, yeah.
She sussed Vinny out straight away.
She did.
Absolutely sussed him
I'm
out.
finding her fascinating, I have to say. Like,
Same.
she's a very interesting character. Like I said, I wasn't sure when she first arrived, but now
Yes.
we're getting into her, and I'm sort of like, oh, you're one of these that seems capable of anything, and I quite like that in a character.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, same. I'm actually really enjoying her. I've been chuckling a bit this week, like, I
She's
can't wait to
funny.
see where this goes.
I mean, what do you think? Like, what is the outcome for B? Like, what's your theories?
Well, it's your theory,
Oh, you're
right,
nicking
about
mine and claiming it's
Honey.
your own. That's not my
No, I've
theory.
just
Go
said
on,
it's
go on.
your theory,
Go on then.
right?
What?
When you said about how she's going to try and maybe like become Honey or something,
Yeah.
and remember what the actor was on? She's an impressionist.
Oh, that's true. God, that would have been some in-depth casting if they worked that out, wouldn't
So
they?
I'm
Yeah.
wondering if it's going to go down that route and she's going to like become Honey, like
Yeah.
really become her or
What's the
something.
phrase for it? Is it single white woman or something like that, where you become you choose to become somebody, and you
Watch your
basically
words
li
here, Rob. Where are you going with this?
no, it's a phrase. I think it's a phrase that they use where, like,
Is it?
somebody yeah, or like a woman will basically try and impersonate someone's life completely, including trying to take their partner and their family and their household and their job, and basically become their per
Single
this
white
person.
woman,
I
where have you
think it's
got
called
this
single white
from?
woman. I think that's what it's called. It's a
Are you
term.
being on Joel's, Drake Zagan links
I
here?
don't know.
What's it
I've
called,
just
Drake
seen it as
Zagan?
a, I've seen it as a term, and I think that's
All
the term
right,
that's used
fair
to
enough, fair. I've
describe
never
it.
heard that.
I
But
might
you
be wrong.
mean,
Someone will
yeah.
correct me in the comment section, but I think that's what it's
This is
called.
what
I
I'm
might be
waiting for. I'm
wrong.
trying to help you out, but
Fine.
that's it.
Bring it
You've
on.
opened that one.
I've opened that can of worms. Fine. But anyway, she
Yeah.
yeah, Suki basically turns around to Honey and says, "Well, yeah, you're both sacked, and we're going to be countersuing you for slander because of what was mentioned in that letter. Thanks very much." So, and I mean, could you see Suki getting much of a case out of that? I don't think so.
I don't even think Suki went to a solicitor, I
No, of
think
course
she
she
just knew. I
didn't.
think Suki knows exactly what to say, and she
Yeah.
thought, I mean, you've got Eve. Actually, she's got Eve, hasn't she? Maybe that
Yeah,
was a
that's true.
solicitor.
Yeah.
So she probably just got a bit of legal stuff. What shall I say to him? Oh, just say I'll get him done for slander. Although, having said that, I can't imagine Eve backing her on it that much.
I
Actually, it
don't
was a
know.
pretty bad email.
It was a bad email, but at the same time,
Yeah.
nothing in it was untrue.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so how is it slander if it's all true anyway,
True,
technically,
but
I
I feel
guess.
like someone like Honey. Not necessarily B. I don't think B was that bothered, but I feel like
Yeah.
Honey is the sort of person you could say legal words to and she'll back off quite
Yeah.
quickly.
Yeah,
And I think that's what
exactly.
Suki was
Which is what
working with more than
happened.
anything. If that's to be honest with you, I
Yeah,
don't even
true.
think she'd need any advice from me to deal with that, in all honesty.
No, true. Very true. Yeah, I think Suki knows exactly how to handle it, doesn't she?
But B's not bothered because B's response to that is to say to Vinny, "Right, well, that's fine. Obviously, everything that's going on with Nugget, I'm really sorry that you're going through all that, and the protest as well, that everyone's going to completely boycott the Minute Marts because everyone's heard what you've done to Honey, and no one's going to come to the Minute Mart for ages now until Honey's reinstated. God, I'm sorry you're going through all of this. See you later."
Whilst not boycotting the Minute Mart and buying
Buying
something,
some
but
art, buying an
obviously Vinny
isotonic
didn't
drink.
think of that.
No,
Yeah.
of course not. It's Vinny, for Christ's sake. The Minute Mart could have been packed at that point, and Vinny would have been convinced that she was telling the truth.
Yeah.
Let's be real here.
Yeah, true.
Penny kind of gives him the advice of, like, you've got enough stuff going on at the moment. Maybe just drop this. Give Honey her job back.
Yeah, Honey,
And
who everybody does love, to be fair, maybe there is a point here.
like, maybe the psychopath, don't give her a job back,
I'm
but.
loving Penny and Vinny, by the way.
Yeah, I'm quite
Oh.
enjoying them. No, I'm enjoying them, but at the same
Oh.
time, I'm sort of
Very
like,
convinced.
because, well, just because we know what's going to happen on
The
New
flash
Year's Day.
forward.
Yeah.
You don't know that it's their kid, though.
Who else is it going to be, though? Because Amy's not in a relationship at the minute. Is she still with Denzel?
No, they split up ages
Yeah,
ago. Yeah, but
so.
she still might, you know.
Oh, yeah, she
I don't know who
definitely
else as
will.
it could be, to be fair. So you think that Penny's gonna maybe get injured or be killed off
I
if
hope
it's her
not. I
baby?
hope not. But Jack just seems to be grieving next New Year's Day, doesn't he?
Yeah, I hope it's not Penny because I think she's been quite underused recently since she's been. I actually really like Penny.
Yeah.
So, and I like say, I like Penny and Vinny. I feel like she can empower Vinny. You know,
Yeah,
she's
well,
like, she's going to be
she's certainly
someone good
helpful
for him.
advice. She's certainly helpful
Yeah,
advice to him
exactly.
when Vinny's having one of
Yeah.
his moments, and she sort of goes, "Right, let's just stop here a minute, love, and think about this for a second." So they decide to give Honey her job back, but tells B, "You're not a fit. No, you can't have your
Yeah.
job back." So fair
Fully
enough,
fair.
fully fair. So B is jobless, but then Honey and Billy decide to go away and just have a bit of time for them. And B, having been chucked out by Linda, which we'll talk about in a second,
Meanwhile.
B is homeless and now jobless. And so basically says to Honey, "Right, well, that's fine. You're going away. And the builders are coming, are they, to redecorate the set? Oh, that's absolutely fine. I'll look after your house to make sure that nothing's going to go wrong. No, I insist. No. I insist. I'll go and get my suitcase now. I'm on my way. I'm on my way
It sounds
there."
like you need a professional project
Yeah.
manager. I'm one of those.
Yeah.
Yes, let me do it. I mean, okay. Yeah.
Crazy. I love her. She's
Is this
crazy.
where it's going to be? She's
This
going
is
to
what I
like go
mean.
through
She's
all
moving
Honey's
into the house.
things.
Yeah, she's going to
She's going to
start
start wearing all
wearing her
Honey's clothes.
clothes. Yeah,
Yeah, I can
this is
see
what I mean.
this.
This is what that
Yeah.
means, I think.
And I'm telling you, she's a great impressionist.
Yeah.
So it makes sense
I
that
mean, they're
that's where
not
it's
too
going.
dissimilar to start off with, are they, really?
No, in some ways. But then I don't know how it's all going to translate to like. Being on the square and stuff like, is she actually just going to start impersonating her? Every she's going to commit loads of fraud as Honey,
Possibly. I mean,
get
anything's
credit
possible in
cards
this
and
one.
things in a name and stuff
Yeah.
like that, maybe
Just the
commit loads of
term,
fraud.
just remembering what her old flatmate said about her, we've got to kind of always bear that in mind, would be
That she's a
like,
parasite as well.
yeah. So,
Yeah, it's not looking good for Honey. How long do you think her and Billy are away for? Did they
as
say?
long as it takes to decorate the set, I would assume.
A few weeks then maybe.
Yeah, just a few
Yeah.
weeks.
Where are they going? Are they going to go see Jay, by the way? Because that were a thing, where
Yeah, well,
is that where? Oh no, they're going on a holiday,
they're
aren't they?
going
They're
on
not
holiday. I
actually
think
going
they
to
said,
see Jay,
yeah,
we
they're going
like
to
say.
Cornwall or something.
Right, okay.
Jay, by the way, if you were wondering what's happening to Jay, we're never going to see Jay again, as we knew. But Jay's having a perfectly happy life. He's met a new girl and he's got a baby on the way.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, fair. They needed to bring it up. It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there was only so many different ways they could write Jay out, to be fair, wasn't there? But yeah, so he's sent a photo of the baby scan to Lexi. Lexi's not dealing with it well. I mean, bless her. It's no wonder, really. Lola's dead.
I
Her
know,
dad's in
yeah.
prison. The guy that she was supposed to have as her sort of adoptive father has buggered off somewhere else with another girl
So,
and had another kid.
how many parents has she lost in? So, three parents
Three
in what, 2 years
of 2
for a
years. Yeah,
kid?
yeah. For a kid Lexi's age, it's not great.
Bless her, no.
No wonder
She's
she
still got
kicks
a
off.
wise head on her shoulders, though, hasn't she? Not
Yeah.
affected well this time.
Well, yeah. Yeah, you get the feeling that as she gets older, Lexi's going to be a bit of a tearaway.
You wouldn't blame her, would you, given
Not
what's
really.
happened?
Given her
No.
life, it's not surprising, really. But yeah, that's what Jay's doing. We're never going to see him again. Again, I
No.
mean, I wish Jay all the happiness in the world. He deserves it, if anything.
Yes. Yeah. And obviously, Lexi was quite worried about Phil as well, weren't she, this week?
Yes.
So we saw a little bit. Nigel's still in hospital. So it must have been quite some damage to his lungs because he's not in the care home yet. He's in hospital. Phil's feeling the effect of trying to visit him. Lex is worried about Phil, so they all go and rally round, don't they? Have a little bit of a pizza night. In fact, they said, we'll go and visit Nigel for a bit so you can have a bit of time off, Phil. I like that they're still bringing up how the family know that they still need to be there for Phil and that they're finding it important to make sure he's supported, which gives you hope for when, obviously, the day comes when Nigel does pass.
It
Maybe
does,
he
yeah.
won't need to fall into the arms of Julie because he's got his family to look after him, Rob.
You keep
You
pushing that
know,
factory, don't you worry about it. Yeah, so we'll kind of see how the whole Phil thing plays out. He's obviously he's going to struggle with it all.
yeah,
It feels like the Mitchells are one of these family, though, that once they get embroiled in their own dramas, they sort of forget about each other, don't they?
Yeah.
So depending on what drama B is going to cause, will I think
That's
be
true.
Dependent on what on how much attention like Billy is paying to the situation and everything.
Yeah.
So
But Lexi will still hopefully be there, unless, like you said, she has her own dramas. Who knows?
yeah, well, we'll kind of see how that plays out. But yeah, B is just fascinating, and her involvement in people's stories does not end there. So the mystery of who has been bullying Ollie was solved this week. Do you remember, Ree, that really sweet kid, Louis, from a few weeks back, who was worried about his blind brother hearing his parents argue and wanted to keep him safe? He now picks on autistic
Yeah.
kids, apparently.
Honestly, Louis. Do you know what though? I do think they maybe had a bit of a valid point after what happened at the christening. Like
You
his
reckon, yeah.
granddad and his dad like punching
People
each other
were
and
going to say
stuff
Louis had
and
a valid
like
point then. I was like, are you
no,
sure you want to go down this route, Ree?
no. So I just wonder if like I don't know, there's always a root cause to children's
Yes.
behaviour, isn't
Children are
there?
complicated, aren't they?
Yeah,
Yes.
yeah. And obviously, he did mention like all you care about is Jimmy as well. So,
Yeah, he's changed his
obviously.
mind, hasn't he? It's like he's bored of Jimmy now. It's like, you're right, I was looking after him for the first few weeks, but now what? Is he still blind? I'm bored of that
What?
now.
Well, and it's more that he's still getting all of the attention and I'm not getting
Imagine that.
anything.
Let's
It's
imagine.
hard, though, isn't it? Because how old do you reckon Louis is now? What? Seven,
Yeah,
eight,
something
I
like that,
reckon?
isn't it? Well, he's at the age where sticking chewing gum in a kid's hair is fine. So,
I mean, it's just strange because, like you said, we've not really seen Louis since we were all like, "Yay, I love my little brother and I want to help him." And now all of a sudden he's bullying. But
Yeah.
kids can change like that if
They can.
something's
Complex
going
little
on at home,
creatures,
or
aren't they?
definitely.
Yeah, well, this all kind of comes out. Max discovers that it's Louis because Ollie comes home with a black eye, a black eye, like quite a large black eye, I would say as well. Like it's like he'd been hit by a truck.
Honestly, I felt so sorry for
Oh, I
Ollie this week.
know,
Poor little Ollie,
poor little
bless
Ollie,
him.
bless him, he's so cute.
Yeah.
But the whole chewing gum thing happens, and then Max catches Louis in the calf trying to do it to him
Yeah.
again, and realizes that Louis is the bully now. Obviously, because he's Max Branning, he deals with the whole situation completely wrong.
Yeah, because he is literally thinking with his
Yeah,
pants. That
yeah.
is literally what it comes down
Don't tell
to.
me anything else. That's all he's thinking about, bless him. Because
Yeah.
that whole thing he did with like taking the Spider-Man suit and putting it in a frame for Ollie, on the surface, a ridiculously sweet thing to do. Like,
Yeah,
yeah,
the
obviously,
superhero framing. Yeah.
yeah. Probably should have asked Linda if he could do it before he did it, but on the surface, a
Yeah.
really sweet thing to do. But then you
Yeah.
kind of just realise that it's Max, and he's doing all of that just to get Linda into bed.
Do you think he was, or do you think he was genuinely trying to
Yes.
be?
Yes, I do. That's all he ever does
I
anything
don't know.
for.
Yeah,
It's
true. Yeah,
Max.
it was to impress Linda more than to
He has two
impress
heads,
Ollie.
and he uses one more than the other one, I would say.
Yeah. I mean, it's so frustrating though, because then, but then prior to that, oh, was that all just for Linda as well? When he like offered to take him to the calf, it weren't because he were actually like trying to
Yeah.
genuinely help. He
Oh, he
just
plays the long
wanted to
game, just
impress
Max. He's
Linda.
patient. I'll give him
Yeah,
that.
fair.
Like, he doesn't,
Yeah.
you know, he'll do what is necessary in order to, he won't cut
Yeah, no, do
corners.
you know what? You're right, because I was fooled by him this week. I thought, look at him. How's
This is a
anyone say
ginger, isn't it?
anything
And you
bad
love a
about
ginger.
Matt?
That's what it is. That's all it's for. Ree loves a ginger, if in case you were
Do have a
wondering.
type, don't
Yeah, she
I?
has a type. Yeah, so they can get away with anything as far as Ree's concerned.
But then, and then Lauren said it, and it was like, because like, why wouldn't he tell Linda that it's Louis,
This,
or at least let Lauren tell her,
I mean,
like.
I can the one part of it that I can sort of understand is because that Louis is his family, so you'd
Yeah.
sort of be like, right, well, can I deal with this first before I try to bring Linda into the
Nah.
situation? I can sort of see that side of things.
Even more so because it's your family, then you go to Lauren straight away, which he took a day longer to do.
Yeah,
He
you
waited
have to think of
until
his
he got
plan.
the.
You have to
Yeah,
think of his plan.
exactly.
How is the easiest way to get Linda into bed from what I have discovered, is what he's thinking. And it takes him a day
Not
to work
tell
it
her,
out.
yeah. Not
Yeah.
tell her it's my grandson bullying
Yes.
her son. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. This is what I mean. I like it in Max's position, ignoring the whole Linda aspect, like what do you do in that situation where you discover that it's your own flesh and blood that is being the bully? Like
Well, you don't just assume that you've resolved it in a 2 minute conversation in the cafe when he's been bullying him for so long. And it's not just a little bit of teasing either, is it? Like, it's
no,
really
it's like
affecting
assault
him.
And
so
and
to be
yeah.
so arrogant to think that this 2 minute conversation I've had with him in cafe will have resolved it all, and I don't need to get his parents involved, and nobody else needs to know, because otherwise Linda might not want to sleep with me. Like, come on, Max, come on. Whereas it's so ironic, because she would have probably appreciated his honesty and said,
yeah,
that can't have been easy for you, Max, to discover that about your grandson. But do you know what? I'm
if
so
anything,
glad you've told me who it is.
Get upstairs, because your honesty's really impressed me, to be fair,
exactly.
wouldn't it? Yeah. But
so...
for Max, just lying is the easiest way. Like, even when Linda confronted him with it and said, so when did you discover this? And he was like, After we kissed, and it's sort of like,
kiss.
You can't help yourself, can you? They just fall out of your mouth like belches, lies. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. Max and Linda?
Still think he's going to marry her.
I can't get... I don't know how I feel about Max and Linda, because you could kind of root the root cause of what went wrong between Mick and Linda to Max somehow. Do you know what I mean? Like, maybe not...
Yeah.
It's not all his fault what happened whatsoever, but...
Mm-hmm.
He was a huge part in Mick and Linda breaking up, and thereby him ending up with Janine, and then end by going off the side of a cliff. So if I was Linda, I don't think I would go back to Max whatsoever.
I mean, Linda was part of that as well. Like,
he was
Max acting solo.
No, it wasn't.
I know what
him
you're saying.
Alone.
I understand what you're saying.
I just...
Well, it's not stopped her from kissing him, at least.
No.
So...
At least that's all it was at this stage, was just a kiss. Because I assumed that it was going to be one of those things where we see them kissing and it turns out they've had a mad, passionate, chandelier-swinging night together.
Yeah,
but
I did wonder that.
Yeah, turned out just to be a kiss, didn't it?
It was just the kiss, yeah.
First
but
time
I
she's
still...
ever kissed him sober.
I do still think that it, out of everyone right now, I would say Linda for marrying him.
I just don't believe that.
I know New Year's Day. Yeah,
New
I don't.
Day.
I don't. But you know what? It's a SERP, Rob, and sure.
Yeah, but that's
I understand
basic
your principle.
Character knowledge, isn't it? Like, Linda would not marry somebody on the same day that she married Mick. I just don't believe she would do that.
What day did Jack marry Denise?
Christmas Day.
When they got. Oh, Christmas, not New Year. All right.
Yeah,
so they
Christmas.
Were a week
I'll
difference.
Give you,
like,
a week
right.
off. Yeah, not far off. To be fair, that time of year in EastEnders, you can't do anything without stepping on someone's toes, can you? Because it'll be someone's anniversary,
exactly, so,
someone's death anniversary, something happened that day, but we're going to forget about that, and I'm going to do this with it anyway. But in no universe do I believe... If that it turns out to be the case, then I'll be calling bullshit, because I do not believe for a second that Linda would marry anybody else on any other day of the year, fine, but not New Year's Day.
Well... I disagree. I think it could be possible. And I understand your point and I agree with what you're saying, but I still think it could
adamant,
happen.
Rihanna.
Well, do you know what? I'm adamant that actually it's probably not Linda and it is probably Roxy. Or Ronnie would be even better.
I'm fine with
Jack.
That. Absolutely fine with that, yeah.
Do you know what? Actually, a point there that I meant to say earlier when we were talking about, like, who is the head of this gang...
Yes.
I still wonder if it could be Max. He's still getting money from somewhere. He's always got cash.
You're obsessed
on
with
him.
This idea about where Max gets his money from, aren't you?
Because
yeah.
where is he getting his money from? No one's ever. He's not mentioned it. What it's does just... he do? Why has he always got wads of cash on him at all times and dishing out wads of cash? Who
That's
carries wads of cash these days?
They're like, God knows how much he's actually got on his card.
Do you know what I'm saying there? Oh, I still wonder where he's actually getting his money from. How much of it. Acknowledged Mark on New Year's Day.
Yes.
Well, Mark's part of the gang and all of that. What if it's because he's like, Mark?
We'll see. We'll see.
Doing my work. You're finding that snitch?
We'll see. We'll see. B has been chucked out of the I was going to call it the B&B, but Elaine would have me shot. The hotel boutique. Because basically, for start, she's leaving wool everywhere. Because she's decided to start crocheting. I mean, the little Max troll. That was brilliant. Gave him a bit too much hair, but apart from
that... she's going to make one of honey and turn it into like
a voodoo doll.
Or something.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't put it past her. But Linda kind of basically says, maybe time for you to move on. You know, I think it's... I think you've cadged offers for long enough. And B has the temerity to act all offended by that. It's sort of like, you are in your own universe, aren't you, darling?
Entitled.
So she kind of goes off. Yeah. But she's the one that overhears Max and Lauren discussing the whole Louis thing.
Yeah.
And so she tells Elaine
Yeah.
what went on, which causes Elaine to go absolutely nuclear on Louis in the middle of the square, kind of grabs his arm.
Yeah.
Ian witnesses this and calls the police.
Of course it's Ian. Do you surely them two
No,
are
I
too
know.
far gone in this
Yeah,
feud
I wouldn't have
now?
thought so. I wouldn't have thought so, but
They can't now,
I'm not
can
being
they?
funny. If you think that Linda and Max can get married on New Year's Day, then Elaine and Ian can sleep together.
Oh, they still could. All it'd take is a few Baileys, wouldn't
Few
it?
Baileys. Yeah.
Mm,
I think a few
yeah.
Irish creams and Elaine's anybody's. I
Yeah, fair.
would say.
I mean, when she were grabbing. Oh, Elaine, honestly, she just did what everyone would actually want to do in that situation,
Want to
Elaine,
do,
didn't
yeah.
she?
You shouldn't
Yeah,
necessarily do it, but you'd want to
she's
do.
old
Yeah, old
school though
school.
as well, isn't she? Also, do you know what? It's 2026, Elaine. You can't be doing that kind of thing anymore. You can't. You just can't,
You
can
can't,
you?
especially in a square full
No.
of witnesses. You're not really supposed to do that at all.
A square full of witnesses. She was shouting about it and making sure everyone were witnessing it, weren't
Oh
she?
yeah,
She was
she was
like,
like,
"You seen him?
this
Bully
kid
me
here.
up! Bully me up here!" Oh God,
I mean,
yeah.
I thought it was interesting. Ian's reaction to it all was interesting when he turned around and was just like, oh, they're just kids being kids. Oh, what? So violent young children, Ian, in your family are kids being
Just
kids,
kids
are
being
they?
kids. And also, remember your head getting flushed down toilet by a certain Phil Mitchell a few times. So if anyone should know about being on receiving end of
Of
bullying,
bullying.
Ian Beale.
This is good. They do this with Ian though, don't they? Because he's all against he's just like the anti-woke brigade, I think Ian is, isn't
Well,
he,
this is
really?
it though. He's a bit old. He's old school as well,
He's
in
old school.
fairness,
So
isn't he? There
really,
you go.
Ian did exactly the same as Elaine. Let's not pretend otherwise, wouldn't he?
That's so true. If it
He
were
would
the
have
other
done.
way around,
And
Ian would have totally done
Elaine would have
that.
rang the police on him.
That's so true. Yeah, you're right. Oh God, there's time in there.
Pair of them. Ian just is so I do enjoy watching Ian because he's
So
just
do
such
I.
a he is like a hypocritical little weasel who you just
Yeah.
love to watch fall flat on his face. And that's just been a
Yeah.
consistent character trait of him for 40 years, and it's great.
They are the best characters, the ones that you love to hate. That's why Janine's
Yeah.
so good, because you love
Yeah,
to hate her.
those
Ian's the same,
Schadenf
love to hate.
that
Yeah.
sort of Schadenfreudic element that kind of makes Ian Ian. It's
Yes.
just fun, isn't it? It really
Yeah,
is.
very.
Do you think this is the end of the bullying? Has Louis learned his lesson?
I mean, I think he's been outed enough now, so
Yeah.
possibly, but I don't know where this feud's going to go because I feel like there's now a feud between the Carter Peacocks and the Beales after the little showdown in the Vic. Elaine's obviously got carted off by the police.
I did think Elaine had a point when she was saying to, or Linda, or whichever one of them said it to Lauren. It's like, oh yeah, you're dealing with this, are you? Just like sat in the pub with him with on orange juice and some crisps. Yeah, he looks really punished and bollocked about this. Yeah, I thought she had a point
I know, but
there.
then it's it. I know she did, but then at the same time, you don't know what conversations they have had behind closed doors. And your mum has just tried to grab him by arm and humiliated him in front of everyone. And he's still a kid.
I know, I know.
He's
I've got
still a kid.
maybe
It's
I'm
not
old
like
school.
he's a 20-year
I'm old
old,
school.
like who they're buying Jaeger bombs for or
Yeah,
something. Do
that's
you know what I
true.
mean? It's I do get it, but like I said, the thing where this all went wrong is when Max intervened because Lauren was about to go and do the right thing by going round to Linda and having a normal, civilized conversation about it, which is what you would do because if you ever found out that your kid was bullying another kid, you'd be absolutely mortified. Any good
Mortified,
parent would anyway, which Lauren was when she first
Was,
discovered
yeah.
it. Why she let Max talk her into not going round, though? In fairness, Lauren should have been like, "No, I'm going round and telling Linda."
She works out why he said that to us, didn't he?
Yeah.
That, oh, I see. Yeah, it's you trying to get Linda into bed. Of course it is, Dad.
But
Yeah,
then
that's
why
all
didn't she go
anything in your life
around?
ever revolves around.
Lauren and Linda have got a good relationship. She should have still gone round and
Yeah.
told her. She should
It was
have
a bit
ignored
late.
Max and gone and handled it.
Yeah, it was a bit late by then because I think B had got involved by that point, hadn't she?
No, that was when B was stood there overhearing. So she could have still gone and done the right thing, Lauren. So yeah, that's where it's all gone wrong. But I don't know, this is Max even going to be allowed to like stay at the boutique hotel after
I mean, he's
this?
pushing his luck, I would say.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, but by the end of that conversation that they had, I got the impression that Linda had sort of thawed a little bit and she felt a bit sorry for him.
I'm telling you, that's who he's going to
Any
marry.
other day, any other day. I think it's too early. I think it's too early in the year. Bear in mind, we've got a whole sort of list of female suspects to get through. We're talking about Max here, for Christ's sake. Like, he's going to, like, you really think that he's going to kiss one person in February and that's the woman that he's going to marry for the rest, like, he's gonna, the only woman he's going to be interested in for the rest of the year.
But out of the three, were it just the three women? So there was Cindy, Chelsea.
Cindy, Linda, Denise. Has got to get involved somewhere along the line as well.
Why throw Denise into the mix?
She's the one holding the bottle. It won't be Denise.
It's definitely not her. But why? Yeah, I can't see it being Denise, in fairness. Yeah. But then why put Denise in the mix? Like,
because of the Jack thing. So there's a whole load of Max-related nonsense to come, isn't there? Like, a tangled web Max does weave in terms of his love life. So
out of those four women, Linda would be the most, the person I would see out of them all the most, because he's got a history with her. He's got a kid with her.
Yeah.
It makes the most sense in that respect.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand what you mean. And do you know what? Weirdly, it transpired this week that Kelly Bright originally auditioned for the part of Tanya.
Yeah.
That's mad, isn't it? Still ends up with Max.
Yeah, still then. She were destined to. Kelly Bright, Jake Wood, to work with him, wouldn't she? They were, yeah.
So, if it was any other day of the year, I'd be agreeing with you. I really, really would. But then also,
well, forget the day of the year. Forget the day of the year.
No, I can't forget the day of the year because that's where we're going.
I know,
that's like getting into a car and say, forget that we're going there. Just drive.
I know, but I'm just saying. Also, we've not seen Cindy. This would have been a great time for Cindy to have been involved in all of this.
And I'm not being funny. The Cindy and Max thing is far from over.
Yeah. Surely. But then, like I said, there's going to be this feud between families now, I think.
Yeah. And we've still got to, like, introduce Chelsea into the situation as well. Whatever is going on. We are by far nowhere near working out who he's marrying on New Year's Day. We are nowhere close to realising who's the pregnant bird in the bed next to him on New Year's Day. So we've got a long way to go.
I've got Vicky in my head for that one, you know.
Vicky.
Yeah, as being the pregnant one.
I think I said this to you last week, didn't I?
Yeah, since you've said it, I'm like, yeah, I could see it being Vicky.
Possibly. We'll have to wait and see. But yeah, as far as Linda and Max are concerned, I mean, yes, I will say, ignoring New Year's Day, can you see a long-term future for Linda and Max at all?
Long-term?
Can Max even do long-term?
I think they'd have to have their ups and downs and ups and downs and then reach stability. Otherwise, no. But I think it's Max, innit? He's going to be up and down. Like, that's him. Then Max has to get obsessed with someone, doesn't he? Like with Stacey.
And this is the thing with Max. He becomes very obsessed very easily. He falls in love so quickly. Like, you know, someone will open a door for him and he'll be planning what they're going to call the kids and when he's going to marry them. So this is what I mean. It's far too early for someone as romantically impulsive as Max.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about who he's going to be marrying New Year's Day. So,
yeah.
We'll have to wait and see.
Crazy when you say it like that, isn't it?
We shall see.
I was just going to say as well, we were wondering last week, has Elaine completely quit the Albert? But they mentioned that she's still working there at the minute.
Yeah, which I'm pleased about because Elaine really suits that place like a lot. Yeah. The hotel, I think, is literally just existing to give characters somewhere to stay when they need it. I think that's its only purpose. I think it's purely a narrative building. It's not there for any sort of character development for Linda and Elaine, I don't think. It's somewhere for them to go, but I feel like its existence is there as a useful tool.
It's another community area, isn't it, really? Yeah.
I didn't realise till this week that it is so garish in there, isn't it? Like, people kept pointing it out and I was sort of like, yeah, you've got a point.
there's a part of like the it's not the living room, I think it's like the diner bit, like the bar bit, and it reminds me of Wicked because it's like the green and pink colors the way that it's been done, and I'm like, oh, that's the Wicked area. It's very in your face,
very in your face. It's very Elaine. It's very Elaine. Oh, we got a couple of them this week. I do love that running gag. It's brilliant. It makes me laugh every single time.
Yes.
Yeah, there we are then. So that's that storyline. We will finish with a big storyline of the week. And this was the return of Chrissy and Jake.
So, biggest story of the week
was everything that went on with Jake and Chrissy and Zoe, who is back this week. So, Jake visits Zoe in prison, apparently in an effort to sort of work out whether Chrissy is worth fighting for. Because he has seen everything that went on in the papers with Zoe getting shot, which has got to be like one of the most famous stories in Walford history. Like, everyone knows
everybody
this,
saw
they?
That article,
everybody
didn't
knows
they?
About this. Like, well, I mean, everything we have got... that's ever happened in Walford.
Yeah.
That's the thing that people will remember. Like, in about 50 years, people will be going, "Are you from Walford? That's where that woman got shot 50 years ago, wasn't it?"
Yeah, but you're forgetting, Rob, right? Everyone will have seen it on the World Wide Web, right? So all it'll have taken...
The World Wide Web.
www.walfordgazette.com, right?
Yeah, yeah,
all local Facebook groups, like Walford Warriors or whatever they're all called, right? Someone will have shared it on there. Have you seen this? It was our Slater that got shot, then someone else shares it, then someone else shares it, and lo and behold, before you know it, everyone's seen it everywhere. No. Although, arguably, maybe not Jake, because he's obviously not had Facebook. I bet he's got a fake account. I bet he's had a fake account over years.
I think he's got Wi-Fi on his little boat.
Get Wi-Fi, yeah, but he's been pretending to be dead, so he can't have an open Facebook profile.
Yeah. Anyway. So, yeah, I mean, this whole thing... It just felt quite random, didn't it? Like, all of a sudden we're talking about like Danny Moon and talking about like the whole Alfie and Jake relationship.
Yeah,
bringing Chrissy into the situation. It's sort of like this was Ben Wade's era, wasn't it? And he just and these are the stories that we're just going to have a play with. Which I'm not against that. To be fair, like, if I was in charge of EastEnders, like, you would go back and play with your favourite. Like, you bet your ass that Janine would be back if I was in charge. Do you know what I mean? I understand that.
Yeah.
But it was so long ago. You've got to sort of rethink, like, try and remember. I'd forgotten everything that happened with Danny, for
same.
Example.
It felt a bit like it were all plucked out of thin air and just shoved back in.
I think what the issue I had with it more than anything was just, like, I don't know if it really mattered. Do you know what I mean? Like, the whole point of all of it was to kind of bring Kat round to the idea, it would seem, that it might have been Jasmine that killed Anthony.
Yes, that would, yeah. So which, kind of mentioning Danny's irrelevant.
Yeah, because I don't think that I didn't get the impression that they're going to be back next week, really, so...
But then maybe it would just be because they can't win, I guess, though, Rob, because then you'd have viewers who'd probably be saying... Wouldn't Alfie have asked him about Danny by now? So maybe like acknowledging that he has, because people would probably say something like that.
Oh, yeah. Like, don't get me wrong. I have no issues with like history coming back and like stories being revisited and anything like that. But I think it was just, maybe it's just because it's this story that is doing it, that is a bit of a struggle to get through at times, this whole Zoe story. So maybe that's kind of half of why it was sort of like, but you know, seeing Alfie and Jake together on screen together was fun again, you know, and sort of revisiting the whole Danny thing, because like I say, I had completely forgotten about all of this.
Same.
And Phil and Jake together on screen was nice to see again as well. That was good.
Yeah, they're just acknowledging everything. Like I said, like I just said to you, I think if they'd have not, then there'd have been a lot of viewers who'd be like, oh, you're just not going to mention that.
He's not
going to see Phil or something.
Yeah.
So it's just about having those little conversations maybe to just tie up those little ends and appease the people who do remember everything, like, from back then to the dot.
So basically, Zoe says to Kat, can you go and find Jake, please? Because I feel like he is the only person that's going to get me out of here. And so he had mentioned to Zoe that he was living in a canal boat near Camden.
And I can see Camden Lock. All I can see is Camden Lock from my window. Have you got where I live, Zoe? That's where I am.
Camden
that's where
Lock.
My houseboat is.
And
Camden
I won't
Lock.
Move the boat. I won't move the boat either, because I know that's one of the advantages of living in a boat, that I can move at any point, but I won't move the boat.
No, I'll still be staring at Camden Lock.
I will definitely still be staring at Camden Lock. This is the thing. Why kick off about what you can only see from your window if you live in a boat? Move then if you don't like the view in a boat.
That's so true, isn't it? Well, he is. He's on about moving to France. So maybe he thought, what's
like
the point of me moving
down
the canal?
Is he going to go down the English Channel? Is that do you reckon you could get to France from a canal boat from Camden Lock?
No, absolutely
not. You probably
not.
Could not, could you?
No, I don't think they'd let you.
No, probably not.
No.
I doubt it. Kat finds him. Her and Vicky go searching for Jake.
Why Vicky? That felt random to me, though.
Well, it's just all mixed in with the whole Zoe. It's about all
that.
These characters that were connected to that story in any way, sort of keeping them involved in this.
And Vicky obviously was married to Spencer as well, yeah. So she's got the connection to the Moons. It just did feel random that that's who Kat decided to call upon. And her logic was, well, it's your fault I can't get hold of Alfie because he's so busy trying to sort out Spencer, so you owe me a favour.
That was I thought we were a bit of a stretch,
but all right, fine, because I didn't mind it being Vicky. It just felt a little random, I'm not going to lie. Yeah.
I mean, I did. Having said that, I quite liked the little bonding scenes between Kat and Vicky. I thought that was fine.
But it's just that Vicky hates Zoe. Like, essentially, we're all to help Zoe, so she wouldn't really be that eager. Yeah, but then I know that they've had the little moments, Kat and Vicky, haven't they?
And even then, Vicky, despite the fact that she can't stand Zoe, she also does kind of know that Zoe wasn't the one that killed Anthony, I feel like, as well.
True, and I guess if Kat were like, it's to find Chrissy, she'd be like, I'm there.
Yeah.
All right then. Yeah, because if there's someone I hate more than Zoe, it's Chrissy.
Yes. So they find Jake. Jake kind of walks in while they're throwing his boxer shorts around, which fair enough. Kat turns around to him and says, right, you need to come back with me because Alfie is in the midst of a nervous breakdown. At any moment, he might throw himself off a bridge. So you need to come back to Walford with me and we'll sort him out. You are the only person who can do this. So Jake goes back and Alfie and Jake are confronted with one another again. This man that Alfie thought had been dead for the past 20 years.
Yeah, and Kat just goes, Alfie, and points him out. No warning.
Surprise.
Right, you might want to sit down. I've got something to tell you. It's going to be a bit of a shock. You might want a brandy, and a cup of tea.
Kind of points over his shoulder as though the gas man was just waiting for him in the corridor. Yeah.
Look at your cousin who you thought were dead 20 years ago. He's
surprise.
Sure.
Alfie reacts... accordingly, I think, in the situation. All right, what are you doing here, alive? They kind of go upstairs and they do talk about the whole sort of Danny situation. So if you were wondering, if any of you were sort of like, who the hell's Danny Moon?
Yeah.
So basically this was all mixed involved with the Johnny Allen storyline at the time. Danny was involved in all that because Johnny and Phil and Grant were all sort of gangstering against each other. And Danny was going to shoot Grant and Phil, and Jay got involved and ended up shooting his own brother. And basically...
He was trying to just injure him, weren't he, to stop him from killing Phil and Grant. Yeah. He would want to shoot him in arm or leg, but ended up misfiring.
Shoot him in the head. As you do, you know, because
not
everyone is an expert with guns, you know, so now and again.
Well, that's quite realistic, to be fair, because you know that not everyone is.
So, yeah, Danny's dead, and Alfie is under the impression that he's just one of these flighty members of the family who can just disappear for years on end and not get in touch with anybody. Unaware that Jake actually murdered his own brother.
Oh dear. It were an accident, though.
It were, well, kind of an accident. Yeah, I mean, he did deliberately shoot him, just didn't mean to kill him. Which
there is
like,
that.
There's always that sort of, I didn't mean to kill him. Damn, you know.
Oops, I slipped.
Yeah. So that's all going on. And Chrissy, Jake gets in touch with Chrissy and says, can we meet, please? I'd like to have a conversation with you. And Chrissy and Kat and Jake all meet up in the park cafe. Chrissy arrives. I thought she looked like something out of Columbo, like wearing this big old hat and a mac.
I thought she looked fantastic. She's so camp, isn't she? She's brilliant.
She's so camp.
Her hair, by the way. Who does all her blow dries is what I want to know, because I want one. I want a bouncy blow dry like Chrissy, because... Yeah. I think she even had it when she was in prison, to be fair. She must do it herself.
She did. Yeah. Jake records Chrissy, because the idea is that they're going to record Chrissy confessing to murdering Anthony. Although what I did enjoy was the fact that when she was confronted with this fact, the first thing that Chrissy said was, who? Who the hell's Anthony? Why would I kill this random man?
Who's Anthony?
I don't know if they didn't know each other, to be fair. I can't quite remember whether they were on the square at the same time. And I can understand the realism behind Chrissy going, who the hell's Anthony? This random man that she might have met like 20 odd years ago. Fair play.
Would they have been on the square at the same time?
I would have thought that they would have done, wouldn't they?
When did Anthony leave? About 2005, I've got in my head.
Yeah, which would have been around the time that Chrissy arrived. I mean, don't get me wrong, they might not have interacted barely at all, if ever. But I feel like they were on the show together at the same time. But I don't mind the fact that Chrissy, even if she did meet him, it was 20 odd years ago and she wouldn't have had that much involvement with him. Like, who?
Yeah, exactly.
Who are you on about? Why would I kill that random man?
Yeah, true.
And the plan that this whole idea that Chrissy might have killed Anthony, I feel like was deconstructed quite well, because it doesn't make sense as an idea. Yeah. Like, why would she do that? Like, so what? Mm-hmm. I just walked upstairs and happened upon this situation and thought, oh, well, that works to my advantage. And as Chrissy ends up saying to Kat, why didn't I just kill Zoe at the same time then?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there is that. Because if she's a murderer, then why wouldn't you just kill Zoe if you're going to do it?
Yeah.
Because the den thing was a different scenario, wasn't it?
Completely, Yeah, mm-hmm. It wouldn't have made any sense whatsoever. So I'm glad that that plan seems to have been removed from the equation.
And she pointed out, surely forensics came. Did you see any of my
fabulous hair?
Ridiculously amazing hair in the forensics? No, you did not. No,
I did not shed anywhere. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. I did enjoy the fact that she was really genuinely irritated by the fact that she'd planned all that whole confrontation thing downstairs and she wasn't the main attraction of that of that day, because Anthony was dead upstairs. Fuming about that, she was. And I can understand that.
Yeah. I liked it with her and Kat, actually. I must admit. Mm. She was really trying to get to Kat, weren't she? Saying, she knows what to say, doesn't she?
Chrissy. Yeah.
She does.
They've
know
got
what
a long history, Chrissy and Kat. So it's not surprising that she knows what buttons to press. Mm-hmm. But she basically convinces Kat, I think, that it was Jasmine that did this, because that's the only thing that makes sense, Kat. If it's
she's got a demon in her. They keep talking about this.
She'd
darkness be dark. In Jasmine, don't
yes.
they?
Mm. She'd be dark, and if it wasn't Zoe, clearly it was her. Mm-hmm. And Kat's like, yeah, that makes sense. And it's sort of like, at last, finally, you've realised that if it wasn't Zoe, the only other person that it could possibly have been was Jasmine, who has run away conveniently enough,
And not gone to the police and said anything like you wanted her to.
Yeah. So,
funny that it's Chrissy who's made Kat realise, though, isn't it?
I mean, that's... So now now it feels like it's going to move on to, well, we need to find Jasmine now.
Yeah. And then when we found Jasmine, we need to find the long-lost son that we've currently forgotten about for a little bit, because...
Yeah.
I mean, it were interesting as well that Chrissy tried to claim that it was the other way around and actually it was Jasmine who ended up manipulating me. What is this dark side of Jasmine? Now I'm wondering, is all this with Oscar? I've read it all wrong, because I've from start been like, no, she's been genuine about Oscar. Maybe she's not been.
No, I think she's been genuine about Oscar, but I feel like it worked. I think it's one of those situations where, I'm in love with Oscar, but it also works out incredibly well for me that I'm in love with Oscar. Like, she needs Oscar in more ways than one.
I thought you meant you then, literally. Like, you're in love with...
I'm not in love with Oscar. No.
I've got you. It worked to her advantage at the same time.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah. So, they're going to have to find Jasmine. Where is Jasmine? God, where is she?
I mean, where is she, to be fair? Like, where would she have gone?
Like, she was no interest. Adopted father? We've not heard anything from him, but her adopted mother did mention that he were a bit dodgy. So, has she gone to him somewhere?
Maybe. Because I got the impression that they weren't together anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I wonder if they've been estranged, but then... Because shit's hit the fan, Jasmine's like, come on, I need your help. Maybe
she's gone for the brother.
Oh, that would make sense, yeah. Yeah,
and then she's
she mentioned
come back
him
with
to
the
Oscar.
Brother. Yeah, because I feel like that might have been what happened. Because I feel like we are going to have to meet this son at some point, and rumours are persisting that we are meeting him at some point soon. Only rumours, I would say, not spoilers, but just rumours.
Rumours,
And... guarantee that Oscar will have more than one sibling to play with when he arrives on the square. I've said that right from the very start. So that's that prediction. I mean, as a whole, this whole thing was kind of, it was nice to sort of have these old characters and sort of like talk about it all, but it did feel like the whole point of all of it was just for Kat to have this moment at the end of the week where she goes, it might have been Jasmine, to be fair. Do you know what I mean?
But I also didn't mind it, because I've been saying it felt a bit incomplete just having Chrissy on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that she's come back, because now I feel like I've had closure with Chrissy now.
Well, as long as you've had closure, that's all that matters, Rihanna. Is that it for Chrissy now? I feel like,
well,
what
like
else
you
could
say,
she do? Like, that's surely it now.
Yeah, what else can she do? Maybe another scene with Sam and Vicky as a au revoir.
Maybe.
Did you love the scene with Tracy, by the way?
Yes.
Which was a bit tragic, really, in it, 40 years.
So's being locked up for 19 years, bitch, and just walked up and slammed a brandy on the ground. Tracy. The bar. Oh, she worked as copy as that when she worked for me.
I loved that, though. That were good. Yeah. Do you know what? I do enjoy Chrissy. She's just, she is so camp and fabulous.
She's so camp. Yeah. I mean, I could say, I think that they, what they've done is that they have, with Chrissy, they've sort of involved her in this story so much. Like, as a character, she could have been one of these people that kind of comes and goes every now and again to cause a bit of camp trouble and then goes away again. But I feel like now they've given her no reason to ever want to return to Walford. Like, there's nothing there for her. Like, she's done her stuff with Zoe. Like, what else would she ever return for?
The only thing would be now is if her and Jake do get back together, which they quite clearly are, and then Jake's got his family there. That's the only way. Like I say, Spencer comes back maybe, but I don't think it will be. I think they're just going to go to France together, aren't they? Because he's got this job. Maybe that's why it's been mentioned.
Yeah.
Au revoir. Then... No, is that French? Au revoir? Ciao, Italian.
I'm going to let you work that out, Ray. I'm going to let you work that out all by yourself.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir to Jake
One
and Chris.
The first foreign language words that any human being ever learns. Yeah, that's right.
Ray. I did Spanish. Right. I did Spanish at school.
What, you didn't touch French at all at any point during school? What kind of, what?
Honestly, what did Spanish all the way through? Did Spanish all the way through? Yeah.
What do they do in schools in Sheffield?
Spanish.
Wow, there you go.
Yeah.
Hola.
Sorry.
There we are then. So, I did enjoy it. I did enjoy it. But it's just like, I mean, obviously this is how we storyline just kind of goes on and on and on and on. And it feels like there's much more of it to come. With the inclusion of this, like, I don't understand quite how we're going to get Zoe out of prison at this point.
Well, I was just about to say this goes against what I said, because I thought they were just going to get Chrissy back, set her up for the murder, get Zoe out. But
clearly
they're not going down that route.
No.
So they do need to get Jasmine back. That's the only way that Zoe's going to get out, right?
Yeah. Jasmine goes in.
And how do they get the evidence on Jasmine, and how do they convince Zoe to not
go
down to
Jasmine's
crime?
Phone. That's what they do.
Oh, yeah. Duh, forgot about that bit of evidence. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So there we go. Gold star this week, Ray.
I'm torn, actually, on who to give it to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm stuck between Nugget and B this week.
Mm-hmm.
You do yours. Are you stuck between the similar two?
No, I was always going to give mine to... I'm adamant I'm giving mine to Nugget.
Yeah, he was particularly good this week,
excellent,
I've got to admit.
This week, that,
can I give mine to Nugget as well? It was very close to, very, very close to giving it to B, but Nugget, definitely.
Double Nugget this week for Gold Star, absolutely. So two Nugget Gold Stars this week. Let us know who your Gold Star is going to. And as usual, we should finish the podcast with some comments from you. So a little bit of news before we get to the comments. So do you remember that nice video that me and Ree did last year? When we went to the Soap Awards and had a great time. Won't be doing that this year because the Soap Awards, once again, are not taking place this year. And I wonder whether they'll be back at all, to be honest with you.
Yeah. What is that about? Why?
No idea. Because
they're not even given a reason either. They've just said
no,
they confirmed haven't. It's not going ahead.
Yeah, I don't know. If it might be a cost thing. It might be that ITV don't have that much faith in their soaps. I don't know.
Well, you know, it was embarrassing last year, our GeasTenders
was really embarrassing for
not for us, obviously.
No, we loved it. We had a great time. Lots of espresso martinis and lots of sore throats and cheering for 8 awards last year.
Yes.
I mean, if they never take place again, EastEnders remains the reigning champion of soaps forever.
That's true. That's a good way to look at it.
We should be kicking
pros
off, really.
And cons.
But Emmerdale's apparently having a really, really good time at the moment. And obviously they threw Corriedale into the mix this year as well.
That's true.
So you'd think
that
they'd want some sort of recognition for all of that, but apparently not.
Yeah, and it's just a nice thing to do, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand why they're not. But like you said, maybe it's a cost thing.
Yeah.
With a view, does it just not get watched that much anymore? Is it viewing ratings?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the soaps aren't the puller that they once were. So maybe, you know, a ceremony about soaps is going to be less than the actual soaps themselves. And maybe they're...
Yeah.
But then ITV are in mad cost-cutting mode at the moment. So, you know, they've had to just completely rejiggle their daytime viewing schedule, which was working fine for them.
Yeah. Didn't they cut... Wait, they're meant to do a Celebrity Big Brother, and that's got cut as well.
Yeah, that's not back
That
till next
thing.
year now. Yeah, so I'm assuming there's
Yeah.
a load of cost cutting going on. But then I don't know how much it would cost really to do the Soap Awards. You hire out the place where it's being filmed,
Yeah.
and you've got to pay Jane McDonald. I don't think all the soap stars get paid for attending. I wouldn't have thought. So
No, but then do they get paid in other things? Like, is the
don't know.
drinks beforehand? Like, there isn't. There's like a little pre-party. I'm sure they're not getting drunk, but a couple of champagne flutes.
I know
Well,
we would.
yeah.
We'd get hammered before it even started, wouldn't we? We'd have a great time.
No, Rob, I don't even drink. Will you
Shut
stop?
your
You're gonna.
mouth with your lies immediately. Yeah, so there you go. Soap Awards not happening this year.
That's a huge shame. What are we going to vlog now this year?
I
We
know,
had
we have to go
so
somewhere
much fun at
else.
it. They weren't
We had
thinking
so
about us
much
when they
fun.
cancelled it, were
No,
they? Do they not know
selfish.
what it meant to us?
Selfish. We had a great
Honestly.
time, but there
And
you
it was
go.
supposed
Maybe
to be
next year.
Manchester this year. We were
I
looking
know,
forward to it,
God.
weren't we?
We'd have had a crazy old time in Manchester, wouldn't
Yeah, we love a Manchester night
We
out,
do love a
don't
Manchester
we?
night out, so yeah, maybe it's for the best.
Yeah, maybe they're doing it as a favour,
We'd have uploaded a
actually.
video. We would have been like, why have we put all that about ourselves on the
Wow.
internet, please?
Yeah, true.
You never know. On to comments this week. On YouTube, Andy Andrew A. Sutton has said B will be single white female storyline. Watch out, Billy. Single white female, not single white woman. It's a film.
Oh, it's a film.
Yes, it's a
Okay, right,
film. It's a
okay.
19 I've done a look now. It is a 1992 psychological thriller film about a woman whose new roommate becomes dangerously obsessed with her, mimicking her life and
Ah.
stealing her identity. The phrase has become slang for a person who obsessively mimics, manipulates, or tries to take over the life of another. So that's what it is.
Right.
That's what it
There
is.
we go.
A
All
single
right,
white
that makes
female,
more
not single
sense
white
now.
woman.
That makes
Yes.
more sense because I was like, what are you on about, Rob?
Yes,
Like, I had
single
no
white
idea. Okay,
female.
fine.
So yes, I think that's where it's going.
She's gonna do impressions of Honey. I can't wait for it. I actually am excited to see what B does with this. Do you think Billy's gonna fall for it all though?
I mean, I can't see him being. He doesn't even like B at the moment, does he?
No,
He
but
thinks she's
she,
just
like we
weird,
say, yeah,
and
but
that's not going
she's
to stop
like I
her
said,
trying.
she spotted it with Vinny. If
Yeah.
she's a master manipulator, would Billy be that hard to manipulate, really?
No, not in the slightest, I wouldn't have thought. No. It's not looking good for
Interesting.
Honey, is it really? And the fact that
It's
she's now
not.
going to be living in her house for an unspecified amount of time, like, what are they going to come back to? Because what if, she's going to be basically in charge of the builders or whatever is going on in the place where while they're away. So what say is she going to have over the decor or anything like
That's where it's going to begin, isn't it? She's going to
that?
pretend to be Honey to the builders while she's living there. And that's where it's going to start. And then, yeah, she's going to be like, actually. And maybe she's going to think of the things that Honey would actually like. So maybe, actually, Honey will like it when she comes back. But I wonder if
And
that's
Billy
where
will
it's going to
hate it.
start. Yeah. And I wonder if that's where it's going to start then while she's away. Ooh.
She is two
Can't wait.
sandwiches short of a picnic. She really, really is.
We've got a comment here from Faye Wesker who says, oh no, Max Frame the superhero outfit made me want him and Linda to get together. And then I quickly remember 2027 Max and don't want him anywhere near Linda. Side note, B's an absolute bunny boiler, isn't she?
That's from a
Yes.
psychological film as well, by the way. But Bunny Boiler,
How is
that's
it? Which film?
yes, that's the one where they she bought. Is it Close Encounter? She or Play
Not
Misty
seen
for
it.
Me or Play Misty for Me? One of the two. Basically, this woman gets obsessed with a radio presenter and puts a rabbit in a pot. And you're, yes, that's where that comes from. Yeah, Bunny
Wow.
Boiler. That's where that
Learn
comes from.
something new every day.
The early 90s were a time in film
Yeah.
for that sort of
But
thing.
yeah, see, FaZe said here that she thought she wanted him to get back together after he did the superhero thing. Because for a second, I was like, oh, that's a really nice gesture from Max. But then you're like,
No, it's all to do with getting laid. That's all Max does anything for, ever.
Yeah, probably. But again, 2020. What is 2027, Max? Oh yeah, and then he's like, "Is it? It depends on whether he's cheating on the bride, though. How could you have?
Come
You're
on.
pregnant. Yeah,
Come on.
what am I saying? I'm
It's
on a blooming
Max.
podcast about EastEnders here. What am I saying about Max? But could he really have his pregnant mistress next to him, but then still be smiling
Yes,
at
it's Max. Of course he could.
his wedding
Yes,
outfit?
he could.
Yeah. All right, fair. Okay.
Jake Ratcliffe has said, really intrigued by Priya's line about crossing the road to avoid her siblings. Okay, it could just be something she made up to fool Mark and Vicky, but would love it if some of her siblings turned up. Priya is such a fascinating character, and I'd love to learn more about her. Yeah, I agree. I spotted that line this week and thought, what is it? Why have you fallen out with your siblings so much, missus?
And we've never really heard much about Priya's family,
no.
have we?
No, we don't really know
And
much
what
about her past, apart from
she was,
a history with Ravi.
this is it, and what she was into her drugs and everything at what, 18, 19 when she
Yeah,
was with Ravi?
if not younger, yeah.
Yeah. So what happened? Where were her parents when all that were going on, or any of her family for that matter?
Exactly. That would be interesting to explore, I think. Yeah. Yeah,
Yeah,
for
definitely.
sure.
What if her siblings are the drug bosses? If they're in that world like she was when she was younger, the possibilities
Maybe,
are endless.
They are endless. Then
I do
could
feel like
they?
we're maybe just not going to meet these drug bosses though. But it'd be, I feel like it might be wasteful if we don't, because you could easily write in who it could be.
I mean, I feel like Priya is the sort of person that, like, she's fallen out with her family. So I feel like none of her family would have anything to do with that world whatsoever, to be honest with you.
Krista Bosslet-Horn says, all right, I am now convinced that Max and Linda will marry. And Alfie's comment about Kat being married to Phil gave me a great chuckle. What did he say? The wilderness years.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. Maybe that was a hint about that era at the time. We'll call that the wilderness years. Yeah, that would work.
Oh, yeah, maybe, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, sounds like they're adamant about Max and
Max
Linda.
And Linda. But then again, they're making us think that,
yeah,
aren't they?
We're supposed to think that at this stage. We are so far away from New Year's Day. Like, there is going to be so many different twists and turns in Max's life before we get to New Year's Day. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if nobody involved in his life at the moment has anything to do with what goes on New Year's Day, to be honest with you.
Yeah, true. Maybe like Ronnie or Roxy will turn up.
But then what my other thought is if, because the way that episode was framed, it looked like the women in that scene were preparing for a wedding in some role at some point.
Well, yeah. Cindy was definitely looking at some kind of wedding dress, I think.
I feel like there's more than one wedding happening next on New Year's Day.
Yeah, definitely. Or possibly. Linda was arguably just putting makeup on in a mirror.
Yeah.
We didn't actually see a dress.
No, Denise could be anywhere.
Denise we didn't even see.
But then why is Libby back for her as
well?
But
also, if it was Denise and she were getting married to Max, why would she be getting ready at Jack's house for it?
Yeah, if
that
she's
don't
broken
make
up.
Sense.
Because it seems like her and Jack are done by New Year's Day as well, doesn't it? So,
but I do think Chelsea had a wedding dress as well. I think we actually
saw
a dress. But there's nothing to say it's her wedding dress.
No. No, so, and that could have just been, if it was Denise, I mean, I can't say in a million years that Denise would marry Max.
No, I can't, but
if those two are connected, you know, being mother and daughter, so...
Yeah, she's just preparing a mum's wedding dress, potentially.
Yeah. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can do the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Twitter and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and wherever you find your podcasts. Drop us an email, e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20After Dark.
Thank you very much indeed for watching and for listening. We should be back same time next week. Until then, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye.